Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I am really lucky to be joined today by Sinead O'Flynn from Greenpeace. Kia ora, Sinead.
Oh, let me... Elliot, how you going?
Good. Sorry, let me just plug in my computer and try that again. Kia ora, Sinead.
Kia ora, Elliot. How you doing?
Good. I think we're working now. Fantastic. So you have just been at some of the submission parties for the emissions reduction plan. Is that right?
That's right. The most exciting party of the year, the Greenpeace CCRA Amendment Bill Submission Party.
So true. So true. How did it go?
Yeah, it was awesome. We had more than 50 people came along and to discuss and learn a bit more about the bill, which is essentially removing agriculture from the emissions trading scheme. And it always does my heart a lot of good to be sitting in a room, or in this case, a Zoom room,
yeah,
with like tens of people that are really committed and really care about climate change and social justice and really want to make their voices heard. So it was really cool.
Definitely. That's so fantastic. So tell us about the bill. What is it actually all about?
Yeah, so this bill removes agriculture's requirements to kind of pay under the emissions trading scheme. At the moment, agriculture is actually the only industry that isn't covered by the emissions trading scheme, and it never has been.
Yeah.
So there have been like several efforts over the last 20 years to regulate agriculture. I'll just add as well that agriculture, and in particular big dairy, are New Zealand's worst climate emitters. So them not being regulated is actually quite a big blind spot.
Yeah.
So in 2002, in 2008, in 2017, in 2022, and it's looking like now in 2024, our government is failing to regulate our worst polluters.
Yeah. So is my understanding right that there was a plan in place to bring agriculture into the ETS, and it's just been removed? Or...
Yeah, exactly. So agriculture was meant to start to enter the emissions trading scheme from 2025.
Yeah.
And this bill removes that requirement, essentially.
Yeah, okay, wow. So do you think the submissions are going to be heard? Like, do you think the government's actually amenable to hear what's going on?
It's hard to say, really, with this government. I think... submissions are important because they are an opportunity for people to voice their opposition, to bear witness, and to let the government and big industry know that that they aren't just kind of getting away with it without people taking notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it also is really important that MPs who do oppose bills like this know that they have public support, and they can refer and call on that public support when they're presenting these bills in Parliament.
Yeah, definitely. And we know that this sort of stuff has worked in the past, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It has, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. So what do you think is next then? Do you think there'll be some more pushback from this? What are the next steps?
I think it's actually unlikely that the government are going to listen to us on this one. As I said, we're on the back of two decades of government inaction to regulate dairy. However, more and more our international dairy customers, companies like Nestle, are calling for companies to be more sustainable.
Yeah.
So even if the government isn't going to regulate our big polluters like Fonterra, and if Fonterra aren't going to regulate themselves, they are going to start feeling more and more pressure from their international customers. So really, by delaying any regulation or any action on that climate pollution, we are really putting farmers on the back foot.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, it's pretty embarrassing to think that Nestle has more progressive climate policy than our country.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. So if someone wanted to get involved with this, what's the best way to do that?
To get involved with submitting against this bill, or kind of on these issues in general. So yeah, great question. The bill, public submissions for the bill close this Sunday.
Okay.
So I think that's 4 days away. So you can submit via the Parliament website. It's very simple. You don't have to be an expert on the issue. Really, it's important to share your personal reasons for why you oppose it. For me, like, that is, you know, really feeling the injustice of climate change and knowing that this bill is only going to make our emissions worse would be why. And, you know, it's bringing the personal into politics. And I think these politicians, they know the stats. What they don't know are our personal stories for why we care. And I think that's really potent.
Definitely, definitely. Did you have a personal story that you shared with your submission?
I've actually been working on the Greenpeace organizational submission at the moment. But I guess my personal story on it is I come from a background of permaculture farming, which is a kind of ecological farming that really works with the land and within the limits of nature. And what's wonderful about it is, you know, you don't need any of these agricultural inputs like imported feeds or fertilizers or anything like that. You're really working with the land, and it really thrives when you let it.
Definitely. And all these imported feeds are not just bad for the climate as well, but they're bad for the water and things, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, the imported feed stuff is pretty nasty. So in New Zealand, we are one of the world's biggest importers of PKE, which is palm kernel expeller that we feed to our dairy herd in the summer months.
So just to clarify, palm kernel expeller is food for cows, or?
Yeah, yeah. It's this disgusting, sandy-looking food to feed dairy cows in the summer when there's not enough grass to feed them because we have too many dairy cows.
Right.
And this is a product of the palm industry, which is notorious for being associated with rainforest deforestation. And the displacement of indigenous people and the extinction of animals that rely on those rainforests. And we're importing that in like the tons every year. Yeah,
that's crazy. So dare I ask then, if you had a magic wand to fix agriculture in Aotearoa, what would you do?
First and foremost, I think we need to regulate our polluters. You know, we have regulated leaded petrol, we've regulated asbestos. These are things that cause public harm, and so do our emissions. They're causing real public harm in the form of climate change. I would love to see a massive reduction in our dairy herd. And I would really like us to see us supporting farmers in that transition to more ecological plant-based food production, because the longer we delay that, the harder it is going to be for them.
Definitely, definitely. So true. I completely agree with everything you're saying. We are going to go to some music now. So do you want to introduce the song?
Oh, yes. This is Life in Wartime by Talking Heads.
Fantastic. Hey, Sinead, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to chat. You're listening to Sustainable Sounds on Radio 1. It's 8:45. Keep it locked.
Thanks, Elliot.
You've chosen the Radio 1 91 FM podcast, a fine choice indeed. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz and wherever quality podcasts hang out.